Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. We may do something just a little bit different today. Amen. Let's we're gonna go right into another song here. But first, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We praise your name, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You are the Mighty One. You are the True and Living One. We thank you, Lord God. We can trust you for everything. Hallelujah. Even though things change around and about us, we trust you to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this beautiful Sunday today. Hallelujah. And we give you all of the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord God. We just bless you. We bless you today, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just go into some worship even as we start today. Amen. And I shall return. Hallelujah. Here's Sister McDowell with I Exalt Thee. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Let's let you say the Lord's Prayer as we open this morning, even though I said a prayer already. The Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Say greet everybody first, Pastor Mom. Mm-hmm. Say hi.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Mom.
I want to talk to you again, everywhere. Yes, everybody is sick. And
you want to say hi to everybody?
Yes, sir.
And welcome to everybody.
And welcome to everybody.
Amen.
Amen.
All
Amen.
Right. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debt. Lead us not into temptation, but
deliver us from
for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah.
You're welcome.
Amen. So, and thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. We have our dear Pastor Price here this morning and Minister Mary, and they're going to be part of this today. Hallelujah. Amen. We also have our choir today. Amen. Hopefully you all are ready to jump in. Amen. We'll do our pros to ponder first. And then we'll read our scripture, do our pearls to ponder, and then we'll have the choir. So Minister Rachel and family, our choir, you all just get yourself ready. Amen. I know you're on ready already. Hallelujah. So let's look at our scriptures. We're going to read Psalm 100. Verses 1 through 5, and then we'll go to our Psalm 34, verse 1 through 3. So we're going to start at Psalm 100.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read together. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise.
Be thankful
unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Now, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, said, let's read that together. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, most of you do know that the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to know more about his name, his character,
and just, you know, who he is, his nature, his names, his character, and his nature. So every month he gives us a new part of his name, character, and his nature to ponder on, and that's why we call it Pearls to Ponder. Amen. This month, we're looking at the patience of God, God's patience. And it really goes right together with what we looked at, last month. And last month, we were looking at his long-suffering. So all of that goes together. God is long-suffering. He is patient. Amen. And he's slow to anger. All of that is the same characteristics of God. Patient, long suffering.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And slow to anger.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. So Psalm 103 and verse 8 says, the Lord is compassionate and gracious.
Yes.
Slow to anger. He's patient. Slow to anger. Abounding in love. Hallelujah. And we're so glad about that.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He is so patient. And what he wants us to do is to take on his, be partakers of his divine nature and his characteristics and his, you know, the way that he does things, so that he's long-suffering, he's patient, he's slow to anger. He wants us to be the same way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He wants us to be patient. Hallelujah. Long-suffering and slow to anger. Amen. If you've ever been impatient over anything and you want something to happen quickly, you know, if you really notice yourself, and maybe I should talk about me, that, you know, it's not a pretty thing. You know, when people get impatient, you know, waiting on something, you're kind of tapping that one foot, trying to make things hurry along, even though it won't make things hurry along. But just being impatient, you know, like that, he wants us to be patient like him and to even suffer long with one another the way that he has done with us.
Yes.
Amen. Because, you know, I read last weekend or last Sunday, 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness.
Yes.
Instead, he is patient with you.
Yes.
Not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
Yes.
So thank God. We just thank the Lord right now for his patience, for his long suffering,
yes,
that he's slow to anger.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That is such a blessing. And he wants us to ponder on that. Glory to God. He wants us to ponder on that. Roll it around in our heads and think about that.
Thank you.
So that we can be like him, patient, slow to anger, and long-suffering. Amen. And this song is Patient God by Hillsong.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is patient. God is
Hallelujah. Yes. God is patient. God is kind. And we know that God is love. Amen. And when he's patient with us, he does it in love. He's not tapping his foot saying, come on, come on now. Well, he may say it, but he'll say it in love. Come on. Come on now. Because he does. He does love us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So on this week, ponder on that. Ponder on that pearl that God is patient. He's long-suffering. Hallelujah. He's slow to anger. Amen. Because, hey, I wouldn't even be here if he wasn't as patient and kind as he is. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise and glory, Lord God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
That's our pearl to ponder. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go into our declaration today. Hallelujah. We're going to have Minister Mary to do our declaration. So I'm going to have to open up her line here. Hallelujah. I was trying to find a scripture here where, in the book of Job.
Decree a thing, it shall come
yes.
to pass.
You decree a thing, and it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Yeah, that's what I was looking for, too. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'll just tell you, the papers I usually look at to see everything. And so, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. And so, but we do know that when we decree a thing, hallelujah, amen, it is established. Thank you for that, Lord God. Amen. Hallelujah. So, thank you, Lord. Amen. So, we're going to have Minister Mary to do our declarations today. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to open up your line, Minister Mary.
All right, this declaration comes from Ephesians 1, verses 18. And I normally pray this over myself and my children. So repeat after me. I pray, God will open my mind to see his truth, that I will know the hope that he has chosen for me and my family to have. I pray I will know the blessings God has promised me. I will know God's great power, because I believe in him. It is the same mighty power he used to raise Christ from death and put him at his right side in heavenly places. That was Ephesians 1, verses 18 and 19.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good to hear different declarations.
Amen.
Amen. We decree a thing, and it shall be established. Hallelujah. Let's let's go on to the choir, Minister Rachel and family.
Hallelujah.
We're going to open up your line. Hopefully all is well and you guys are ready. Thank you, Minister Mary. Amen. Minister Rachel and family.
So oh, hi, I'm sorry. I was drinking some water.
Oh, it's okay. Are you guys ready or you need some more time?
We'll start with the Lord is good.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, let me see now. For the Lord is good, his mercy's everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy's everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Okay. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Our hope has a name. It's in the name of the Lord I say our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. It confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We love y'all.
Oh, love you too. Thank you. That was such a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all in good voice this morning. Glory to God. Praising the Lord.
Okay, we're going to go on mute now.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And now we're going to have Pastor Price come and exhort us to give on today. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. I got to open up your – oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm here with you.
Oh, you're here with me.
I'm in here with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for each one of you all today. And we have a moment and an opportunity to be ushered into the presence of God by giving to him, as he has so graciously given to us. Hallelujah. Our scriptures for the offering of Malachi 3 and 8 through 12. Will a man rob God? Yet you say, where have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You'll curse with a curse, for you robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast their fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Father God, as we come today and we come to worship you with our tithes and free will offerings, we thank you that we name our sins. We thank you now, Father God, for making all grace, every earthly blessing, favor, and special endowment come to us in abundance, Lord God, so that we'll have all sufficiency in all things through you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord God, for every man, woman, boy, and girl listening now and even later in the future, that you would bless them as they sow their seeds in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you would like to be able to give into the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, we there are several ways to give, which Apostle is going to tell you those several ways to give. And would you let the Lord lead you upon?
Amen. Amen. We have a cash out. And thank you, Pastor Price.
Okay.
Thank you. It's good to be instant in season. I'm calling on everybody. I'm telling y'all, I'll let you know right now, I'm just going to need people to help because we got a lot going on right now. Amen. Hallelujah. And so thank you all for being on ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the way that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church is our Cash App, and that's $ESLCCC. That's our Cash App, $ESLCCC. And then we have a Zelle. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. Hallelujah. Amen. If you are in the Heritage House, you can give at 2E. Amen. And then if you would like to mail in a check or money order, make it payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we thank you all for giving today. We thank the Lord for the tithers, as Pastor Price was talking about, the tithers, the givers. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11, hallelujah, that says that God will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as he has promised us. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just a testimony, truly believe that all of the wonderful things that God is just pouring out on us right now has everything to do with our giving, the tithes and the offering. Hallelujah. Of course, it has everything to do with the goodness of God, his mercy, his patience, all of the above, and then with our giving as well. Amen. So God bless you. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Mom, she was, I think she had her church service already. We were doing some things this morning, and we left the YouTube playing this morning, and Bishop Paul Martin was on, and she was just grinning and worshiping the Lord. And I said, that song you're hearing, you want to hear that at church service today? She said, yeah. So this is what she was listening to today. This is Bishop Paul Martin. This was a 50th anniversary of celebration that they were involved in, and he was involved in. Healing strength. Think about it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So like I said, Pastor Mom, she had a church service this morning.
Yeah.
She was listening to that song and just worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. Near the cross.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Pastor Mom.
Yeah.
Okay. We're ready for you now.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Our wonderful Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Pastor Price, you want to say, and Minister Mary, do y'all want to say an introduction to Mama today?
Glory to God. We want to just introduce to some and to present to others our dear and precious Pastor Mom, the pastor of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Glory to God. Mom, we love you. I'm so glad to be here with you today during the service. And may the Lord really, truly add a blessing as you read the word and begin to minister that which has been in your heart. We thank God for you, Mom. We love you, Mom. Glory to God.
Amen. And Minister Mary, you want to say anything about our mama? Where are you? Oh, there
here.
You go.
Here I am.
Right.
And not only is she the best mom in the world, but she also is a great woman of God who has always been consistent, who has always been faithful, and who has always matured and grown, even now at 91 years old in the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Mary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. And we see our dear Pastor Mom holding on to God's unchanging hand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because she could have said, y'all go on now. Go on, do what you're going to do for the Lord. But she want to be involved in it. Hallelujah. As much as she can right now where she is. And so we thank the Lord. And we talk about how Pastor Mom has hidden the word of God in her heart. Hallelujah. And for many, many years, she's always said that the word speaks for itself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So just as you listen to the scriptures that Pastor Mom has hidden in her heart all these years, let it minister to you. Then the Lord will minister to you on what this means to you in your life, because the Lord or the word of God is alive.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we're going to start with one of Mom's favorite scriptures, and that is Psalm 23.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
He maketh me to lie down in green
pastures.
He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea,
though I walk through
death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou hast prepared a table in the midst of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely you and your mercy follow me
all the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're in Psalm 23. We might as well go up a little further to Psalm 27. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Okay, let's, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's say that again. The Lord is my light.
The Lord is my light.
And my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's go on to, we stand in the Psalms for a minute. Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Yes. And bless the, start over. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless holy, holy name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, your very favorite scripture. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Hallelujah. Amen. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge and he directs your path. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I just say it's no accident or incident that the Lord laid these particular scriptures on Pastor Mom's heart. They're scriptures that have gotten her a mighty long way. And us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians 4 and 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the Lord's Prayer. Lord's Prayer. And we say the Lord's Prayer every night, you know, and she says it. Hallelujah. Okay. Our Father.
Well,
hallowed
be thy name.
Mm-hmm.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will
be done.
Okay. All right. All right then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Get you a little water. Okay. Let's start with that. Our Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debts.
and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then this other scripture is Genesis 31 and verse 49. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord watch. The Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Let's say that again. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Amen. That's Genesis 31 and verse 49. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go on to John 3:16.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. 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 And then Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. So if you're listening today and you may not know if you are saved, you may not know if you're born again for sure, well, this is your moment. This is your time. Hallelujah. Because the Lord wants you to be saved. He has patiently waited for you. Hallelujah. All these years, he's waited for you. He's been, as we said in our pearls to ponder, he's long-suffering, slow to anger, and waiting on you to receive him as your Lord and as your Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Pastor Mom just said, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. He loves you so much that he's waiting so that you will not perish. And we never know if this is the last moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was talking about a lady today who she lived in my building, and you know, we had a chat about something back in July, and here it is November. She has passed away. You know, so and she didn't look like she was anywhere near. You know, some people you can tell that they close, but some people you can't. Hallelujah. And then I was thinking about another lady who lived in this building, and her son moved in, and he was much younger than she was, of course. And, you know, we'd always check on his mother through him. Well, he passed away. So, you know, we never know when someone is going to pass away and be absent from their body. And we want to make sure that you are present with the Lord when you're absent from your body. So Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your salvation. So saying this prayer is a short prayer, but it's an eternal prayer. Hallelujah. It will cause you to not perish
It will cause you to live forever. It will cause you to be absent from your body and present with the Lord whenever you are absent from your body. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me, and God raised you from the dead.
Forgive me
of all my sins. Come into my heart.
Come into my
life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. You said that prayer today. I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. You are now saved. You are born again. And yes, heaven is truly your home. Hallelujah. All things have passed away. Behold, he has made all things new. Well, your hands may look the same. Your feet may look the same too. But you are all brand new in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We want to pray over you. Lord God, we thank you for touching them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Bless them, Lord God, as never before in the name of Jesus, and fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for even releasing their prayer language out of their bellies right now, that out of their belly flows rivers of living water. And we thank you for doing that, Lord God. We thank you, 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 we thank you. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So write this down. Today is November the 12th, 2023. If you prayed that prayer today, this is your second birthday. Whatever day you pray it, it may be November of 2050, and you run across this recording and you play it and you say it, you're saved on that day, born again on that day. So we welcome you to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. And then we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. Glory to God. We are the God in the Midst Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. What the Lord has done is he's put these broadcasts together to help people to learn so many things. You know, we have our church service. We have our Bible teaching, we have prayer time, we have healing service, we pray for babies. We do so much here to help you to learn and grow as we're learning and growing as well. The way you connect with us is through our phone number, area code 516-418-5699. Amen. So every Sunday, this is our Sunday service, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Hallelujah. So we meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Now, next Sunday is going to be our Thanksgiving Sunday service. Hallelujah. It'll be It will be the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So please join us. We're going to be thanking the Lord. We're going to be singing songs of thank you to him, glory to God, and just doing whatever he has us to do on that day. So plan on meeting us here next Sunday, the 19th of November. Glory to God. 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Now, on Mondays, every Monday, we have a Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. That's our Bible teaching with our Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio, and she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And then on Tuesdays, that's our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. So now if you really want to know what's on the heart of God, meet us there. He's telling us things. He's giving us, telling us secrets. Before the war started in Israel, he told us it was going to happen. Hallelujah. And he told us the end of the matter as well. Hallelujah. He said there will be an attack, but it shall not prevail, no matter what it looks like. So we're standing on that word, and we are praying with them. Amen. So you want to know what's on God's heart and what's going on even before it hits the news, join us on Tuesdays. And I was just thinking, he told us about that January 6th before it happened as well. Hallelujah. What happened on January the 6th? So glory to God. So join us and hear from the Lord. He has something he wants to tell you. Amen. We have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues. Glory to God. Now, on Wednesdays, two Wednesdays of the month, we have different broadcasts. The second Wednesday of the month, we have our prophetic healing with co-host Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. The last time we had it was November the 8th. The next time will be Wednesday, November 13th. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. We're expecting to go out this year with a big bang, hallelujah, with lots of healing. Our last broadcast, there were over seven healings in our last broadcast. So this broadcast, the last one of the year, we're expecting many healings. So tell your friends, tell your family. If people now have started letting their friends and family know, and they're starting to call in, and they're getting healed. So don't leave them out now. Let them know about it so that they may be healed as well. The next one, as I said, will be Wednesday, December the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And then the fourth Wednesday of the month, we have our anointed pandemic baby. The Lord just gave us another charge and a challenge to pray over these babies because they made it through. Oh, and our co-host on Anointed Pandemic Baby is Pastor Catherine Coleman. And so these babies made it through abortion. These babies made it through the pandemic. God is pouring out his spirit upon these babies in such an awesome way. And they are fighters, and they need to be fighters because some of them have faced some serious challenges. On this, on the 22nd of November, which is the fourth Wednesday in November, Lord willing, we'll have the parents of a child who had open heart surgery almost right after he was born. And his father says he's a fighter. So we want to learn more about these anointed pandemic babies. Praying for their parents and praying for those who have any kind of influence over their anointed lives. Amen. So join us the 22nd of November, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise the Lord. And then this is the God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio's anniversary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our 11th anniversary. We're playing our shofar. Our 11th anniversary. Hallelujah. 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 We are celebrating the goodness of the Lord. He's been so good to us all these 11 years. Hallelujah. So many people are talking about what we've gone through in these 11 years and the Lord's faithfulness to us to keep us going. Hallelujah. So people can come and learn and grow with us. So we praise God every Thursday night, celebrating the goodness of the Lord during our 11th anniversary. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God. So earlier this month, we had Apostle Patrice from Florida. We had Minister Elaine on last week from Pennsylvania. On this Thursday, we have Evangelist Sylvia Samba. So she will be ministering on this Thursday. And yes, we will be here for Thanksgiving as well. So you can have a good meal and then come and get a good word. Hallelujah. With our Dr. Robin Porter from New Jersey. Hallelujah. And then after that, we'll have one more time. And it will be our 11th anniversary grand finale with Minister Kiva Otunoya. Amen, amen. So join us every Thursday in the month of November as we celebrate the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we have an early church service today. Glory to God. I'm just going to open up your lines if anyone, well, we can start in the room first with Pastor Price, and then we'll open up the lines, give you guys a moment. We're going to open up the lines. If you have any comments, any questions, any prayer requests, prophecy requests, you can go ahead and say that. We'll hear from Pastor Price first, and then we will open up the line so you have a moment to think about and to see what the Lord would have you to say. So welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle. We just thank God for being here in Mississippi, St. Louis Christian Center Church on this Sunday. Pastor Mom, I consider and look at you and rejoice with you and hear you minister the word. Thank God. And you were so pretty today. That's love. Hallelujah. Love me, Mama.
Thank you.
I'm going to just say thank God for each one of the saints in their respective places, in the different places throughout the United States. We want to thank God again, Apostle, for the 11th anniversary.
Hallelujah.
Get on radio. Glory to God. I want to thank God for the beginning of the service when Pastor Mom opens up. And I thank God for my sister, Minister Mary, giving the declaration.
Yes,
today.
Yes,
glory,
Lord.
To God. And I thank God, Apostle, for all that God has for you to do, all that he has for you. Mm-hmm. I thank God for it, and I give glory to God. And I just enjoy myself. The choir, I just love to hear the choir.
Yes. Anyone, if you want to say anything, you may go ahead and say it. If not, just mute your line.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Somebody's line is open and it's not muted. So if you want to say anything, go right ahead.
I'd just like to say, this is Minister Faye, that tuning in has really been a blessing, whether it's been the prophecies or the services, and you do yourself good by tuning in.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that, Minister Faye. What a wonderful encouragement that's just needed at such a time as this. Thank you. Thank you so much. Anyone else?
Hello?
Anyone else? Yes.
Can you? This is Amber. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for Pastor Grandma and every single one of you. It really blessed my heart, all of the scriptures today, and to hear you all, and I love you all so much, and God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. And you sound good. I was thinking of how your voice sounded on Thursday. Your voice
Praise
sounds
God.
Very good. Thank you, Lord, for your healing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. We thank God. We were praying on, it was Thursday, we were praying for Gabriel. And Gabriel's doing much better today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Last I heard, he was running around behind his aunt and playing with them. Glory to God. And we thank you, Lord, for sealing the healing in Jesus' name. That he'll never have to go through that. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Okay. Well, glory to God. It's a short of church service today, but we believe God had his way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Pastor Mom, did you want to say anything before we close? You said it was good? Amen. 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 Thank you, Pastor Mom. Praise the Lord. All right. We're going to have Pastor Mom close us out in prayer. All right, Pastor Mom. May the Lord. While we're absent, one by one. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together.